From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. U.S. stock prices fluctuated wildly Tuesday after regaining ground, following a sharply lower open on the heels of sell-offs earlier in the day in Asia and Europe. The volatility continued unabated, one day after the Dow Jones Industrial Average shed the most points in one trading session in its more than 120-year history. The U.S. Congress is poised to deadlock on extending government funding 2 days before another possible federal shutdown, VOA Senate correspondent Michael Bowman reports.
Republicans like Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell say national defense must come first with year-long funding while negotiations continue on domestic spending levels.
Senators on both sides of the aisle say they agree that our warfighters deserve sufficient, stable funding to fulfill the missions and tasks their country assigns them.
Democrats say health care and other domestic needs are just as vital. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
We support an increase in funding for our military and our middle class. The two are not mutually exclusive. We don't want to do just one and leave the other behind.
Michael Bowman, VOA News, the Capitol.
President Trump said Tuesday he would welcome another federal government showdown if Congress can't agree on stiffer immigration restrictions. He spoke to a law enforcement panel at the White House that was discussing the violence carried out by the Hispanic criminal gang MS-13. He said, if we don't change the legislation, if we don't get rid of these loopholes where killers are allowed to come into our country and continue to kill, if we don't change it, let's have a shutdown. This is VOA News. In Burundi, more than 500 people have been killed in the past year, most of them by the ruling party youth wing and security forces, according to a recent report from a Burundian human rights group. Correspondent Mohamed Yusuf reports for VOA from Nairobi that the allegations have raised concerns as the country heads toward a contentious referendum.
The report titled Do Not Play With Fire documents the killings, disappearances and torture in the hands of Burundi's security agencies and the ruling party youth wing, the Imbonerakure. According to the investigators, more than 500 people were killed in Burundi in 2017 and more than 10,000 are behind bars. Burundi's minister in charge of human rights, Martin Nevibandi, refused the allegation in the report. According to the UN Refugee Agency, more than 430,000 Burundians have fled the country since 2015, when President Pierre Nkurunziza ran for a controversial third term. Most of the refugees cite human rights abuses, continued political uncertainty and humanitarian crisis as a reason for fleeing. In December, Burundi's government proposed constitutional changes that would, among other things, allow Nkurunziza to stay in office beyond 2020. The referendum on the proposal takes place in May. Mohamed Yusuf for VOA News, Nairobi.
The Polish president said Tuesday he will sign a law that would penalize suggestions of Polish blame for Nazi crimes committed inside the country during the Holocaust. Israel has voiced strong objections to the law, saying it attempts to rewrite history. The law imposes fines and jail time on anyone calling the Nazi slaughter of Jews during World War II a Polish crime or calling Nazi death camps Polish death camps. Some of the worst Nazi atrocities were committed on Polish soil. The private company SpaceX has launched its largest rocket yet Tuesday, also sending a cherry red Tesla Roadster into an elliptical Earth-to-Mars orbit. The Falcon Heavy rocket lifted off from Florida's Kennedy Space Center on the same launch pad from which NASA's Apollo 11 lifted off in 1969 on the first mission that flew astronauts to the moon. The SpaceX CEO Elon Musk told reporters before the launch he'd consider it a win if it just clears the pad and doesn't blow the pad to smithereens. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.